When high school students in Lower Merion learned a few years back that district authorities surreptitiously and remotely activated webcams embedded in school-issued laptops, many merely covered the camera lens to maintain their privacy. Now, that low-tech avail would do little to protect the anonymity of students who use Google's Apps for Education tool suite for students. Let's go to school with Ben Harold, Education Week reporter. Ben, thanks for joining us once again on NewsWorks Tonight.
Always a pleasure to be here, Dan.
What is Apps for Education and how prolific is its use through schools?
There are currently about 30 million users around the world of Google Apps for Education, which is basically the educational version of a lot of the consumer Google products that you and I and many others probably use. So it's things like Gmail and Google Docs and Google Drive that schools use to, you know, let students exchange messages with each other and their teachers, to submit assignments, to collaborate on documents, and so on.
But there's a lawsuit pending saying it goes much further than that.
That's right. Student data privacy is a huge issue in K-12 education right now. And recently, information came to light from a lawsuit in California because a number of plaintiffs, including two student users of Google Apps for Education, are suing the company, saying their email messages were inappropriately scanned and data mined, and the results of those messages and that data mining was used conceivably to target advertising to students.
Though by way of response, Google is saying that they were above board with it. It didn't come to light in the suit. They're saying they were quite open about it.
It's a little more complicated than that, and it's been a little bit difficult to get a straight story from Google as to what's actually happening. The company has acknowledged that they do what they call scan and index all Gmail messages, including those on Google Apps for Education that are sent and received by students, by minors. Google has said that they do not directly use that information to target ads to students. However, there's a big gray area in the middle, and what we've seen with a lot of technology right now is that companies are building these kind of massive profiles of individuals, either individual consumers or, in this case, it looks like individual students. And those profiles can conceivably be used for all kinds of purposes, including advertising. And Google has not really given a direct answer as to whether they are doing that, building those kinds of profiles about students, and if so, what they'd be using them for. And so many people are quite concerned. Google Apps for Education is incredibly popular. Lots of schools, including many in the Philadelphia region, use it. And, you know, it's a free service. But the concern is that schools are actually paying for these services with their students' privacy.
We are looking at the increasingly blurred line between big data and Big Brother, and the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act was enacted in 1974. Things are quite different now.
Yeah, many people say that law, commonly referred to as FERPA, is both archaic and way too weak to deal with the types of issues that this kind of high-tech data mining presents. FERPA originated in the era when student records were on paper and shared in a very limited way. But now there are thousands or tens of thousands or in some cases even millions of data points on individual students, and a lot of that is generated electronically and it can be shared very easily and very quickly, and it's very difficult to track actually who has access to it and what they're using it for. And many people in the world of privacy and in the world of K-12 education are growing increasingly concerned. We see legislatures around the state and even the U.S. Secretary of Education trying to draw a line in the sand saying that students' information should not be used for commercial purposes.
I guess the ultimate advice is buyer beware. In this case, the consumer, the student, again, has to be careful with what is disclosed.
Currently, the onus in many respects in the education world is on students and parents and teachers to try and parse through all of this and make decisions. And that's kind of the consumer model. And many are arguing that it's really just far too difficult for the average student or teacher or parent to make sense of all this and to actually spend the time figuring out what all of this means. But I think what we will see is the increasing push from legislatures, from policymakers, and from advocates to say that there should be a baseline expectation that student information will not be used for commercial services and that we might see some revisions in both state and federal law to try and catch up with the practices of these companies.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
That's Education Week reporter Ben Harold on NewsWorks Tonight.